Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye shall say unto me. But give me the damsel to wife. And behold, seven other kind came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for badness. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar, it shall never go out. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, Thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And an angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Then his father and his mother said unto him, Is there never a woman among the daughters of thy brethren, or among all my people, that thou goest to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? And Samson said unto his father, Get her for me, for she pleaseth me well. And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with seven green withes that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. He came up into Judah, and brake into it, and carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, and his sons also, and his wives, so that there was never a son left him, save Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. And, or as in hidden untimely birth I had not been, as infants which never saw light. If I wash myself with snow water, and make my hands never so clean, yet and another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. He that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. The righteous shall never be removed. But the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, It is enough. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there. Neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. For thou hast made of a city an heap, of a defenced city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. it shall never be built. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. But the Lord is with me as a mighty terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. For thus saith the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord God. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. Though thou be sought for, yet shalt thou never be found again, saith the Lord God. The merchants among the people shall hiss at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt be any more. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ever. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. The Lord has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manor of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doth never go forth. For the wicked doth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore whosoever heareth dumb spake, and the multitudes marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea. Have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the Scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. And he said unto them, Have ye never read what David did, when he had need, and was an hungered, he and they that were with him? How against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said, He and if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed, than having two hands, to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where there and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life, than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Unto them, Go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. And he answering said to his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. For behold, the days are coming, in the which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the paps which never gave suck. And he took it down, and wrapped it in linen, and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, Ye shall be made free? Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead and the prophets. And thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre wherein was never man yet laid. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away, learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually, make the comers thereunto perfect. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall.